Blog Talk Radio.
You make me feel alive.
Room where we are back and ready to talk. That's what we do. We talk. We like to talk. So yeah. We're going to have some positive and empowering discussion tonight. But before we get to that, we just also like to give a shout out to Lavi at Intertract. I know it sounds redundant. However, when you are playing somebody else's music, you have to make sure that you are giving them honor. So we thank Lavi for that track. Alive, you can find that on iTunes, find it on Google Play, you can find it on YouTube. I mean, it's everywhere. And also, there's a new track out called Queen. Hope you all have already tested it, but if you haven't, go ahead and check that out also on those same social outlets. So, with all that said and done, we're back in the room on tonight. Yes, y'all look a little chill tonight. I think y'all need to take them blankets and put them over.
Y'all should see them in here just curled up. All we need is some
coffee.
Feel like you are listening.
Relaxing vibe. So, what's up? What last week? What did we talk about last week?
We're talking about the weight.
I was just saying we hope that, you know, everyone that heard or listened or went back in the archives, you know, you were able to be lifted in a way with the information that we discussed. Anybody had any major pressure this?
Yeah.
Okay. How are you handling it?
Pretty good. Yeah, with work and all the other responsibilities, being here when I can, you know, have to pack, have to go out of town, thing is right here, crunch time. So I have a matter of days to pack up a garage, a house full of stuff.
Oh my God.
Yes. It's like a lot.
Take it day by day. Yeah. You know,
it's almost like I should just take off the rest of the week and just be in there just working.
They hired a movie.
We did. We are. Yeah. But we still got to go through what the movie can be. What you can get.
Packed up in the garage.
Yeah.
For the first time, I'm not even. Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm surprised you can do it.
Yes.
Yes.
You can do all.
Yes, that's my declaration. Yeah, I can do all things. I am who you say, so I'm strict.
Yes,
a threat to the end. All right, let me stop. Okay. Jesus.
And more.
Yes, praise God. Amen. So tonight, we want to get into some discussion talking about creating financial success.
You can share with us pressure, one of the pressures.
Oh, yeah.
Can help
relieve. Yeah. Financial is one of the pressures. So tonight will be a very great application for us to take and apply it to our lives so that we can alleviate at least that part of the stress.
Right.
That ongoing pressure. And out one day,
amen.
But anyway, the triple F, talking about sowing, saving, and extending. I was thinking of meditating on the topic because, as you all that listen to us know, most times we've already planned by Sunday, you know, what we're going to talk about. So I've been meditating on it since that point, and I started thinking, like, man, women, women want good men, but good men want wise women, you know, and a wise woman knows how to handle herself, meaning not just her body, but she knows how to handle her finances well, you know. And too many of us have this fairy tale mentality where we want the Prince Charming to come in and sweep us off our feet and take care of us, but a good man is not looking for a financial burden. You know, he's looking for somebody that can assist him in building their empire, you know, and creating something greater that maybe more than one person can do by himself, you know. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping that this episode will help women start seeing the importance of taking value in their independence. Independence not just living on your own or having your own space, but independence means I can hold it down financially for myself, mm-hmm. you know, and a lot of women are not in that position. A lot. Why? What do you think is happening in this generation? Because our generation is a little different. You know, most of us either college grads or we're in a career, we have jobs, we have vehicles, you know, but a lot of women in this next generation behind us, they I don't know what's going on. They don't have, you know, the dependency is on their parents, the dependency is on the system, the dependency is on a man. What gives? What do you all think is the problem in this situation? Like I like to call it.
Well, we lack education, first of all. They're not being educated on money. And no, knowledge on your life. Life application, life skills, and money is one thing that I think as a culture we leave out of life skills. We don't really teach life skills. Period. Really, but right, you go to but in our homes we should be teaching life skills, and we sort of drop the ball when it comes to that, especially with money, because everything now is so digital. Back in the days, we learned how to balance a checkbook. We had to write checks and balance, because that was the thing. We really didn't have bank cards. Back then, we didn't have bank cards, and ATMs will start swiping. You had to go and have a check. And withdraw.
No, you had to go.
Right.
And you
statements with, and then your check.
I'm the only one that's
set that.
Yeah.
There were only very, very, very I don't know much. However, so we kind of, you know, even going to the bank, most of our kids don't know how to go to the bank. If they go, they don't even know how to write a check. They don't even know what a checkbook looks like. They don't even know how to, if they got a check, because everything is direct deposit, or a check, to cash a check. So, let alone the budget.
Yeah, awesome.
Try their best, you know, to help us, but because of time, we got more, a lot more than they, right? The digital times, we don't, and then as a culture, because the other cultures teach their kids, other cultures actually teach their kids about money, about saving, even though they may be spoiled, some of them, but they still teach them how to bank,
right?
How to invest. And they start them young, but right, and they start them with accounts when they're babies.
Yeah.
We don't start our kids with nothing. We start talking about shoes.
Shoes.
And just goes down. Right, and then that's what happens. So they're never really set up from the
from the start. They're already behind the eight ball. Right. So you got to now they enter in with debt. You know, so that's all they know is debt and spending. They don't know about sowing and saving.
All of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And the kid can't do it on his own.
And they don't know.
They don't know. It's the parents'
responsibility.
But if we're not, it's
right.
Yeah.
And it's up to, as they get older, it's up to, you know, at a certain age, it's up to them.
Yeah.
Right. Take them to the bank. You open up a bank account. You teach them how. But after a while, they would be. But, yeah. It's, yeah, we're just not educating them. And then we're trying to give them everything without letting them learn. That was my fault. Yeah? That was
yeah.
me. I take responsibility.
Amen.
I did. You know, I messed that up.
Yeah.
I enabled them because you felt I want them to have better than I had. You know,
we don't give them no responsibility.
Right. You don't really give them any responsibility. Better than what we have is power them with knowledge. That's the most valuable gift we can give them.
Because
all the tangible things in the world, the only thing it's going to do is make them rotten.
Exactly.
It's all them. Right. So now, in a back way, this is going to be knowledge. Most of us do not hate him.
Right.
We can't stand what he stands for, but the reality of it is, he started off with $1 million loan.
Mm-hmm.
He also, he was poor, he was this, and that's, you know, I kind of agree with that. But he knew what to do with.
That's right.
There was some training, there was some disciplines that had been imparted into his life from whoever his dad is, you know, that he can take $1 million and make it into an empire like he has right now. And I'm thinking, how many of our kids could we give $1 million at that?